This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I want Enos to live to be 100 and never sniff a Super Bowl, and Smithers Demoff as his wet nurse the whole time.
Nice. Rather specific.
Yeah. There's one guy that's actually supported Stan Kroenke here, so it's about 9 out of 10. So.
All right, let's just hope that there's something to the building. The Superdome, the Rams of 2000 lost that painful playoff game.
The fumble.
To Jim Haslett and the Saints, the Azakim fumble. Then the next year, they lost the Super Bowl to the Patriots in that same building. Let's just hope New Orleans is the place where Rams' dreams go to die.
How about, though, if they get to the Super Bowl back in Atlanta?
Then that's a different storyline.
The dream was realized.
Isaac Bruce goes in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. The next day, the Rams are playing in the Super Bowl.
Whew.
I can't wait for Sunday. That's why pro is better than college. Now, if the Rams are in the Super Bowl, then college is better.
Thank you.
I'd agree with that one. The only time.
It's that simple. I was thinking of Tom Holley earlier today, Frank, because I was on STLtoday.com, and he made this point on New Year's Eve. He said, I love all of our baseball writers. All you guys do a great job, but there's nothing to talk about. Because every day there's another story about whether you play Fowler, whether you don't play, whether Goldschmidt hits second. Dear God, we just need spring training to arrive. It's that obvious.
There is something to talk about in Kansas City, the most anticipated football game there in decades. Joining us now is one of the outstanding sportscasters in that market for a long time, Frank Bull. Frank, good to hear your voice. How are you, sir?
Guys, how you doing? Martin and Frank, good to talk to you again. And no, spring training, please. Don't say those two words right now. We haven't even, no one's even touched the college basketball season right here yet. I mean, we're not talking about Kansas or K-State or Missouri. Anyway, it is Chiefs fever at the moment, that's for sure.
What is Arrowhead seat, Frank?
It seats about 72,000 now. It used to seat 80. But they renovated the mid-deck there for all the suites and all that, and they took some seats out, and it's basically been downsized from there. So it seats about 72.
So do you think with that wind chill at about 40 below, there's going to be 72,000 people in those seats?
Well, last week they, I think on early Saturday before the game, remember, it was a late game, it was like 5:40 in the afternoon, I think, the tickets for Les, which is one of our ticket brokers up here, they were selling tickets for like 50, 60 bucks. And people were getting pretty cheap tickets in the parking lot at that time. And even this week, yesterday, we did a remote over there. And during the four-hour remote, they took 20% off all Chiefs tickets for the game Sunday, for the AFC Championship game, just for that four-hour remote. But that sort of signaled me, I'm going, ooh, they may be hedging their bet a little bit against the weather. Now, the latest weather update is we're going to get 2 to 4 more inches of snow on top of the 11 we got last week on Saturday. That's the day before the game. And then overnight, it's going to be like 4 degrees or 4 degrees below zero. The high is going to be 7, but they say the wind chill now is going to be down because it's not going to be as windy as anticipated. But Frank and Martin, as long as you two guys have been in TV, okay, and you know the weather, guys, you know how accurate some of those forecasts can be, as in not very a lot of times. So you know how they hedge their bets.
Spoken
anywhere from 7 below to 32.
Spoken like a guy who's no longer in TV and can speak freely about being the sports guy who's on After the Weather Guy, and his show gets shorted every day.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Especially if, you shouldn't even go in if it's going to snow or during elections.
You don't know.
Yeah, Frank, don't even bother going in.
Frank, you don't know how much Martin and I appreciate your thoughts right there. That's beautifully said.
All right. Frank, how about, and you've been in that market for nearly 40 years, how about the magnitude of this game, this event, compare it to a World Series for the Royals, compare it to a Kansas Final Four? Where does this rate?
Well, this is way up there. Now, you know as well as I do, this is pretty much, you know, this lost its baseball town attitude, you know, back when they, you know, when Mr. Glass took over and they're losing 100 games a year and just got that attitude back in 2013. Then they lost it in the beginning of 2014, picked it up when they made the run at the end of the year, and then they went to back-to-back World Series, losing in 14, winning in 15. But you know as well as I do, because, you know, St. Louis has been there so much, the Cardinals, the fact that it's seven games, okay? You lose game one, we're okay. You know what I mean? You lose game two, we still got a chance. Win game three, we're right back in it. This is a one-game deal, and it's one game a week. And you lose now, you're done. And Arrowhead opened in 1972. This will be the first AFC championship game ever in Arrowhead Stadium. And it will be just the Chiefs' second AFC championship game appearance since 1994. And that year, that was Joe Montana playing quarterback for the Chiefs after he left San Francisco and came here. So it has been a long, long drought. You can imagine they're chomping at the bit. Last week was one of those games. Indianapolis Colts were 4-0 against the Chiefs in the playoffs, and everybody was worried sick about what was going to happen with Andrew Luck. They certainly weathered that storm with pretty much ease when they went up 24-3, and then they end up winning the game 33-13. So this week, it's funny, the attitude is still, well, now we have to play New England Patriots, but we got them here. And a lot of people are talking about, we're not really worried about New England. And I'm going, you people are crazy. And I'm getting hell on my Twitter and everywhere else. Everybody's talking to me, oh, you negator, you hate the Chiefs. I'm just going, you know who you're playing against here? You're playing against the greatest coach in NFL history. You might be able to argue that somehow. Maybe Chuck Noll, maybe Tom Landry. I don't know. Bill Walsh, I don't know. But Bill Belichick, genius on defense especially. And then the greatest quarterback of all time in Tom Brady. And you've got a guy there, I think maybe one of the keys is Gronkowski. He is a shell of himself. He is not Gronk, all grown up with. And this is going to be his last hurrah. And I think his teammates know it. And I think they all are coming in here with a chip on their shoulder. Tom Brady, after the win the other day, said, everybody in the league thinks we suck. And I think they're using that chip to come in here, and they are the underdog. They're a three-point underdog at Arrowhead. So it's going to really be interesting.
I want to ask you about your offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy. In this time period where there's all these NFL openings and all these African-Americans have been fired, I'm shocked that the offensive coordinator of one of the most creative offenses ever assembled has not been a leading contender at any of these spots. How do you see it, Frank?
I just don't think he's ready. This is his first year as the offense coordinator under Andy, and I think he needs at least a year or more of grooming. We talked to him about this as they got prepared to play Indianapolis, and he sort of snapped at the media about, you know, I'm not going to talk about this. He actually called, you know, the people around the league or something about, I'm not going to be an a-hole and start talking about other jobs while I'm getting prepared to play the Indianapolis Colts. And everybody sort of, he's never been like that. And you're just thinking, this is a guy that really wants to be a head coach, and he's snapping 1 week after he's been doing some interviews, which is really a positive thing for him. And he's snapping at people about him doing these interviews, which is just a natural happening for coaches to get that off week and their assistants head off to interview for other head coaching jobs. So I think he is not prepared at this moment to be a head coach. And I think that's what the NFL is seeing as well. The general managers around the NFL are seeing as well. Do I think he will be? Oh yeah, he's definitely going to be a head coach. There's no doubt.
Frank Bohl, longtime Kansas City sportscaster, TV and radio. We've got the AFC championship game Sunday evening at Frozen Arrowhead. How about Andy Reid? Did he get the monkey off his back? And I'm wondering, he's so boring at the mic, and I know that's part of the game plan. He is the worst in terms, not the worst, but he's up there in terms of sound bites. A lot of these guys are terrible. Is he beloved in KC for the job he's done over the last 5-6 years?
Yeah, but, you know, they've always been on that edge because, you know, the way he left Philly, he had that team in 4 NFC championship games and only won one and then went to the Super Bowl and lost that Super Bowl. And, you know, there was always stuff about his time management and how he handles the fourth quarter and all that sort of stuff. So until he gets over that hump of winning a Super Bowl, I think there's always going to be questions. And then just take last year, for instance. They're up 21-3. They're up 18 points, and they lose to Tennessee, a team they should have never lost to. And he caught holy hell for that. And so it's always going to be that love-hate relationship. They love him. They certainly love their new quarterback. But I think there's always a bit of skepticism running right under the surface there for the fans. But he doesn't say anything. And the funny thing is his quarterback is now coach speak too, just like Andy. The quarterback says it with a lot more enthusiasm, but he still doesn't say anything. Patrick Mahomes doesn't give you anything, but he does it with such a smile on his face and enthusiastic responses that you think you're getting something, but you're really not.
Frank, do you have a gut? I'm not going to put you – I mean, you're not the negator over here. Just give us your gut. What happens on Sunday?
I think it's good. You know, I think for the New England coming in here, they know they are basically at their towards the end of their run with Tom Brady as a quarterback. I'm not sure how much longer Bill Belichick will go or if he leaves when Tom Brady does, and I'm not sure when that will be. But I know, you know, with Gronkowski leaving, they have to find somebody else to fill that spot, and it's going to be tough to do. I think they're going to come in here guns blazing, chip on their shoulder. This could be our last hurrah. Let's give it everything we got. Belichick, I think, will do something magical on defense, but I still think the Chiefs are going to pull the game out, and I think it's going to be 31-30 Kansas City.
Good stuff. Frank, honored to have you on the program. Thank you, sir.
Guys, I love you. You know that. Call anytime. And, you know, if you need a preview for that Super Bowl, just let me know if the Chiefs win, okay? Otherwise, it's on a spring training.
Right. And the Royals, I'm sure there's a lot of buzz for that Royals spring training, isn't there?
Oh, gosh, it's down in the toilet at the moment. I don't think anybody gives them much hope this season. So it won't be a 100-plus loss season, but they're still going to lose 90. So it's going to be a long climb back. It already has been. Remember, 2015 was a long time ago as far as these fans are concerned. And I think it's going to be probably 22 by the time they really get this thing turned around and try to put it back into a position where they can contend.
Oh, Frank, last one. I was telling Cusimano here, if I sent him to the game, I was trying to sell him on sitting in the stands. He said, okay, where are you sending me to eat? Where would we send him? Gates was always our go-to. Where would you send us if we're grabbing barbecue for the game?
Oh, you have to go to Joe's now. You have to go to Joe's. Just it used to be Oklahoma Joe's. It's now Joe's. And it is probably one or two in the whole country barbecue now. So it is, it's great. And Q39, Joe's and Q39, if you've already done, if you've already done the traditional one. So, Frank, we still have great barbecue there, buddy.
Good stuff. We appreciate it, Frank. Talk to you soon.
Hey, anytime.
All right, that's Frank Bull. We'll take a short time out. We're coming right back.